Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12,285. Margaret Ayres seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed dwelling, sections 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on through lot fronting onto West Springside Drive and Fisher Road, approximately 0.21 miles west of Martin Farm Road. The 911 address is 28354 West Springside Drive, Milton. The zoning district is GR, General Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 102.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.4-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirements from Fisher Road for a proposed manufactured home. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Amber Ayres, 30093 Harrington Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please explain your case and address the standards for us.
Okay. Number one is the uniqueness of the property. The property has two footage setbacks. One is 30 foot and the other is 40 foot, and it's off of Fisher Road and West Springside Drive, and this is unique for a GR lot. Number two is cannot otherwise be developed. We weren't aware at the time that we purchased the mobile home that it had to have the length had to be a certain length, and we did know that it was supposed to be three bedrooms and a bath and a half that could be accommodated. Number three is not created by the applicant. The site was not created by me, and it was purchased. The property was purchased as is. Number four will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This is a single-wide mobile home in very good shape and will be improved upon being installed at the property. Will be of the same quality and cosmetic appeal as the neighboring homes. And number five is the minimum variance. Because of where the driveway is placed and the septic is placed is the reason why we're asking for the variance. And it would be placed, if we place it in another position, it will still be the same, we would still need a variance.
So you're replacing this in the same footprint as the original?
Yes.
And how old is the mobile home you're replacing?
Let me look and see if I have it on here. I'm not sure what year it is. It doesn't say it on here. I didn't bring that with me.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Is there a reason, not that it would make that much difference, but because if you moved it back, you would then be, according to your survey, you would be back in your rear setback.
Yes.
But is there a reason that you didn't move it back there? I see your septic's there. Is that why?
Yes, that's why.
Okay. All right. Okay, I don't have any other questions. Are there questions from members of the board?
Questions, John? Where's your well? Is that another reason why?
The pump is right under the trailer. It's right under the mobile home, and then the septic is.
You bought there's an older one there now, older mobile home, and you're replacing it.
I'm sorry. We actually tore the old one down. There's nothing there now.
So, and you're replacing this one.
Yes.
And you need a variance to place it.
Yes, ma'am, because we bought a longer mobile home. It's like 66 foot.
What was the one
And I think
there
it should
before?
Have been 60. The last one was 60.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Did you say wells underneath the trailer?
Well, the pump.
The pump, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, the well's probably in front of the, in
right.
the front. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the septic is like, the trailer's this way and the septic's over.
Back, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And how did this come about that you needed a variance when you applied for your permit?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call worse. It's all good.
I just remember talking to her.
I've called her other than Ms. McGee before, so it's all good. All right, Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
How far is the front property line from the edge of paving with Fisher Road? Do you know?
I don't know which one is the 30 and the 40.
Fisher Road appears to be the one that...
It's the 30, I think.
It looks like from the survey, that would be the 40, where your driveway comes off.
It looks like there's trees, so there, I think there's quite a distance.
That's the tax map in its boundaries, but what Mr. Sharp is asking is, from your property line to the edge of your pavement, is there some additional ground there? Typically, there is, but...
There is some, but I don't...
Okay.
I'm not sure how much.
Do you know how much distance there was between the road and the older house that was on there?
It must have been within the 30 and 40-foot guidelines, because this is why they said we had to, because we had got the 6 more foot of mobile home, so I'm assuming that.
Yeah, it appears that you would have...
If it was set in the same footprint,
right,
it would have been 3 foot behind the setback.
Sure.
And did you have any discussions with neighbors about the home?
No, I haven't.
And I take it you look for a home that would fit within that envelope, but you just couldn't find one?
Well, we didn't know at the time, and we knew that it only could accommodate a bath and a half and a 3 bedrooms, and that was it. And so that's what we purchased, but the length of the mobile home is where we went wrong.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
It may not even make the one that short anymore. Replacing.
Yeah, it's rare to find them 14 feet wide anymore, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve $12,285. I feel that the applicant has met all 5 criteria for granting a variance.
Okay. A motion and a second to approve. And so by roll call vote, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway?
Aye for the previous reasons that had been stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.